Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.
Now it's time to talk about interiors, and I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Karen Prendergast. Good morning to you, Karen.
Morning, friend. Good and all to see the listeners.
You have to bring us, you see, you have to bring us a bit of light and happiness now after all the heavy talk about politics.
I am absolutely on a high today, I'll tell you why.
Are you?
I was away the week before last on holidays. I was just talking to Phil outside, and she was away as well. And anyway,
How the other half?
Yeah, well, but we had a rest, and I came back totally rejuvenated, and work was busy. And then, of course, the fine weather. The thoughts of the fine weather gave Friday afternoon, Saturday, Sunday, Monday in the garden. My neck is broken, my back is broken, but my garden is looking great. Myself and John give the weekend out in the garden, so I'm actually in great form and want to help people with some deck stroke outside ideas. We have some questions if we get to them. I've colour charts with me, so if any of the listeners are listening, pen and paper. We need a pen and paper today.
So when we talk about deck ideas, first of all, it seems to me, Karen, that this was hugely popular about 10 years ago, but has it waned a little in terms of people wanting decking on the house?
I suppose, I don't think it has. Personally, I don't think it has. Is every house that I go into, and you know, I'm in and out of houses all the time, new houses, one-off consultations and whatever, not everybody has a deck, but I think the decks definitely peaked in the COVID.
Yeah.
Because everybody, they hadn't a deck, built a deck, or they built an outside area that they could sit out in, and of course, and the whole lot. And I imagine that some of those are maybe not being used now at the moment. So I'm here with ideas today that if you did build an outside area or a deck area or covered area in the COVID or previous to that, that I can give you some ideas to rejuvenate that. Because often it's hard to know, well, what did I put on the last time? I can't remember. I'm not sure if it's an oil product or a water-based product. I'm afraid to buy something else in case I put it on and it reacts. So I'm doing
I don't have a deck.
Yeah.
Right. One of the main reasons being, if it were timber, I certainly wouldn't have it because I couldn't look after it. And it always seems to me that they look tacky after a period of time.
Now, I have a deck outside my back door and it happens to be covered in. And I have it in a very light colour that it elongates from the kitchen flooring, which is a beige oak. It's an oak with a hint of beige grey in it. And it elongates out into that. So in my situation, it's covered in. And it's good. And it's a lovely stone area. And because I live in a townhouse, so you go in the front door and out the back door, I needed to elongate my kitchen out into the outside as well. So it makes the kitchen area much bigger. So if anybody is thinking that they're, you know, living in a small area, or they feel that their back door stroke their patio area, we spoke last time about sunrooms or whatever, that they need to add more room and air and spaciousness, airiness to their back of their house, you can do this, but you need to choose the right colours.
Wood?
And that's, mine is wood. I'll continue on with my story, friend, because it's great, because often the listeners, they really want to know what I have in my house and what I don't, whatever. So the outside of my, in my kitchen area, you go out French doors, there's a window on either side, and I have a very pale colour on the deck. So it's bringing the outside, the inside out and the outside in. It really works. And the fence that I have up, I've got quite a pale colour on the fence as well around the house. It's a townhouse, so I have it all fenced in. Works really well. But up where I go onto my shed, we'll call it, I have composite decking.
What is that?
It's made from like PVC composite. It's made from composite and products. And it cost probably four times the price of decking board.
Okay,
but it comes pre-finished with nearly a lifetime guarantee, whatever the lifetime of the product. No maintenance. I don't like it.
Wow.
I don't like the look of it, but it really serves the purpose out where it is because it's getting the weather. Remember, the one inside where I have it isn't getting the weather. And I have it in a nice grey colour, so it suits the colour of the shed. I wash it down maybe in this time of the year, and I'll wash it down maybe once a fortnight, maybe once a week, just the dust off it. Absolutely superb, but it costs four times the price of deck.
But why don't you like it?
It is maintenance free. It's slippy in the winter.
Ah.
I don't like the look of it, but it suits where I have it, and that's why I put it there, and it's slippy in the winter. So if it's icy, it's slippy. So some of the ideas that I'm going to give you today about decks, it's going to look at all those problem areas and to try and help you out.
And is there a non-slip version of that.
Not that
composite.
I know of. Not that I know of. But I'm actually going shopping for some composite decking today for a client. So I'm going to have a look. But it's important because when you're spending the money on decking, whether it's the timber one and you have to paint it every year, or whether it's the composite one, you need to make sure that it's what you want. It's going to do the job that you need it to do. It's going to be safe, mm-hmm. and that you're happy with how it looks. Mm. And even if you are buying whatever type of decking you're buying, you still have to pay to fit it unless you're able to do it yourself. So it can be a costly little job to
do. I'm sure it can indeed. You know, ideas then.
Yeah, so these are deck ideas that will help you create a decking scheme that is perfect for your outdoor dining and relaxing. And that's what a deck is about. So choose pale colours, I would say, to recreate maybe a coastal look and to elongate your living space inside to outside, as I've just said. So there's different types of decking. There's composite decking, and it's in a lot of range of colours now. When I bought my composite decking maybe 3 years ago, they hadn't as wide a range as they have now of colours. And there's plenty of looks and finishes to choose from. But maybe you already have your deck laid and you might want to enhance it by changing the colour, or by adding some lighting and planting. So I'm always, when I'm doing my garden at home, I'm always thinking of how am I going to make it a nice place to be in. It's going to draw you out. It's an extension of my house. And I want it to look special with the plants that I buy as well. So if you've already got a deck laid, you need to, and if you're thinking of repainting it, you can repaint it. There's different types of paint out there on the market. The first thing you need to check is what type of paint that you've put on that deck to start with. Is it oil-based or is it water-based? Now, there'll be a lot of listeners really wanting to know the answer to this question. You read the back of the can that's in the shed. That will tell you wash your brushes with water or wash your brushes with white spirits. So white spirits means the can of paint you have is oil based, and if it says wash with water, it means it's water based. So then when you're going to repaint your deck, you buy the same product, which is either water based
or
oil based.
Now you know why I avoid this.
I love talking about paint. Yes. I worked for a painter for years, my first job, and my brother's a painter, so I love talking about paint.
Is the deck always elevated?
Nearly always is. Now mine, when you step out from my kitchen floor onto the deck, it's level.
Right.
So it's not elevated in my case. But when I go towards the shed, I have the shed is elevated slightly, so I step onto it.
And when you say yours is covered in, what do you mean?
It's covered in with Perspex on the top.
Okay.
And a fence at the side. So it literally is covered in, and a couple of heaters over and a dining table and chairs out there. So it looks almost like it's part of the house.
It's more usable then,
way
isn't
more
it?
Usable. Yeah. But going back in the COVID, so many people covered in the outside space outside their house to make it that, you know, if they had visitors or whatever, that they went outside. So there is an awful lot of people in the country that do have covered in decks now since the COVID.
Right. And would you advocate that going forward?
I would. I think so. Yeah. I think that in this country that we're never sure of the weather, even in the summertime, to have a covered in area is much more usable than an open area.
And a stupid question, but do you need planning for any of these?
I suppose that is debatable, you know. And I'm not an architect or an engineer.
Yeah, it depends on the nature,
and if it's only a temporary structure, well, it's a temporary structure. Okay. Again, I wouldn't be able to answer that question.
Right.
So make sure you know the product that's on before. If you already have a deck, look at the back of the paint. So there's loads of colours out there.
Mm.
And remember, when you are painting a deck, whether it's from scratch or a new deck, it's going to need 2 to 3 coats. One coat isn't going to cover.
Okay.
All right. And most of the paints out there now, you can definitely put on a coat today, put on another coat tomorrow, and then leave it for a day and it's dry the day after. So what I'd like to do is call out some colours, if that's okay, I'm suggesting from outside. So any of these colours, they're from two brands of paint that specialise in fences, sheds and decking paint and furniture. The first colour is Slate. That's S-L-A-T-E, Slate.
And again, if people Google this, they'll get the exact colour.
If they colour Slate for garden paint or outside paint, they'll get exactly the brand up. Another great colour is White Ash. So that's White Ash. Another one that's really good is Sage, S-A-G-E.
Mm.
Another one that is fantastic is Natural Stone. If you're looking for a grey hue, a beautiful one would be Cool Marble. And if you're looking for an exceptional colour for a garden shed, I would be saying something like willow or shaded glen.
And roughly what colour are we talking about there?
So we're talking, my first one is the slate,
okay,
which is a grey.
Yeah,
a silvery grey.
Dark enough, isn't it?
Yeah. It is on the chart, but actually in real life it's not that dark. The second one is sage. The third one is white ash. The fourth one is frosted glass. So they're all greeny, okay, greys. And I'm giving you those colours because they go with every colour. And if you want to paint your furniture another colour that coordinates with that, all these colours are very, very safe colours. So if you've got existing furniture, garden furniture that never needs to be painted, these colours will go with it. Or if you want to paint some pots and some garden accessories and the whole lot, you can do that. So I always tend to err on the safe side with exterior colours because you don't want to be redoing them.
Right,
and get fed up with them.
But it's important to point out, though, Karen, that, you know, if, like me, you're not a DIY person, don't have a wooden deck, because...
Don't have a wooden deck. And, I mean, so many people have the composite, and the composite, yeah, it absolutely does work. And if it's within your budget, go for it. But there is maintenance in... I do my deck. I don't do my deck. My brother does my deck twice a year, in the springtime and in the end of September. And it's absolutely perfect. But again, as you said, it's covered in.
Yes. Yeah. But, so, but still, you get it done twice.
I get it done twice.
Okay. It's a lot. That's a lot. Okay. Anything else on decks before we go on to some questions for you?
No. Just, there's brands selling water-based garden shade colours. They also sell water-based deck cleaner. If you are repainting your deck, you need to buy the water-based deck cleaner first and clean it down. That will absolutely get rid of any grease, dirt, debris on it, and you will have a clean sheet to work with. And there is also available anti-slip water-based decking. So when you're doing a deck, bear in mind who's using it in the house. What is the purpose for it? Do you need it covered in? Do you need heating there? Do you need lighting there? And before you go and just put down the deck, plan it before you do it. The same as anything I advise for interior as well.
All right, well done indeed. A question on decking. I want to paint some outside furniture, table, chairs, window boxes. I'm unsure to how to go about choosing the colour for this. Now, you made reference to some of the colours there. I presume that's what you'd advocate.
I did. And I think the slate grey is a great colour if you want a colour that's going to go with everything. Frosted glass is lovely. Natural stone is lovely. Malted barley is lovely. They're all very good and will give you lots of choice. Because some people then, if they have a place covered in outside, they'll be looking for cushions. They'll be looking for accessories. They might be looking for a rug. So just think about the whole project before you begin.
Right, and you still go along with that notion of coordinating.
Absolutely.
Everything, okay.
I suppose it's what I live and breathe every day. But you can do all of that so cheaply now. Why wouldn't you just think about it before you do it instead of running off and buying garden furniture that mightn't be what you wanted in the beginning? And the other thing with garden furniture is make sure when you're buying it that if you are going to be sitting out in it a bit that it's comfortable and it suits your back.
Yeah. Well, you know all about that.
I do have a bad back when I do.
We only have a minute to go, so it's a huge question. But even if you wanted to give us a kickstart to it, for somebody moving into a new home or completely revamping their home, where should they begin?
Now? Survey your space. If it's a room, we'll say it's a room. Survey your room. If you're not sure of the space, put masking tape on the floor and plan out your couches, your table and chairs, whatever you're putting into the room. Look at the space and really think what you want to achieve in that space. Pick one or two, three unique selling points in the room. So that might be the flooring, the colour, the window treatment, or it might be you already have all that done and you're looking at cushions, accessories and lighting. Concentrate on at most three, and work on your natural light and work on your lighting.
Okay.
So any natural light that you have into the room, use it. If you don't have light, make sure you use lighting to enhance your room.
So you build all your ideas around that then?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Karen, if people want to talk to you, how can they do that?
They can find me online on Facebook, Instagram, on my website at interiorconcepts.ie and 086-606-9009. That's 086-606-9009.
All right, we have all sorts of questions coming in for you, but you might deal with them next time round for us if you would indeed. Good to see you, Karen. Thanks
very
much indeed. News and information is coming up.
Tip today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.